Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Member by Avram Gold and Tir Masechah Sota Daf Vav. The first parak Hamakana. The Zichud Masechah Sota program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chazakas Torah. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi offers another explanation why a Sota cannot be taken in Yibum. Kal v'chomer, it's a kal v'chomer. Im nasu b'mutula, if she became forbidden to the husband who was permitted to her, ba'asu agol kol shekein, then to one who was forbidden to her before, meaning the husband's brother, all the more so she should not become permitted for Yibum. Rashi explains that if the marriage was sufficiently damaged to prohibit her to her husband, it certainly should not permit a formally forbidden Yavam. Abai challenged his reasoning. Aisha's Kohen Shenan Sava Mase, a Kohen's wife who was violated, prohibiting her to her husband, and the husband died without children, the Aisha Achalal, and he has a brother who was Achalal, which is a disqualified Kohen who is permitted to a woman forbidden to valid Kohanim, Yibum should be prohibited according to Rava's logic. If she became forbidden to her husband, she certainly should not become permitted to the Chalo brother, who was forbidden until now. The Gemara answers, Onas be Yisrael, Mishrei Shari, but Gabi Dahai, like Yisur, a violated wife is permitted to a Yisrael. And for this Chalo, there is no prohibition. Rava's logic only applies to willing relations, where the Yavam would be subject to the same prohibition as the husband. Point number two, Rav Amram quoted Rav Sheshes, Sotesh Yeshla Eidim B'Meninya Siyam, a sot about whom there are Eidim, overseas, who saw her adultery. The waters do not examine her to establish her innocence or guilt. Rav Sheshes brought support from the Mishnah, and one about whom witnesses came and testified that she's defiled through adultery cannot eat truma as a confirmed adulteress. These Eidim must have testified after she drank, otherwise the ruling's obvious, and her survival from the sota water should demonstrate her innocence, proving that the Eidim are lying about her adultery. Rather, Rav Sheshes must be correct that whenever aiding to her adultery exists, the waters are ineffective, and that is how she survived. Rav Yosef rejected the proof because there may be another explanation for her survival despite her guilt. Emor zchus tola, say that a zchus temporarily suspends the punishment for her. The Gemara discusses their dispute. A brice is later quoted to support Rav Sheshes, although a different drasha is brought. And pointing with Rav Sheshes' challenge from a Mishnah, Eil sheminchos en nisrafos, these are the ones whose minchas are burned and are ineligible for offering a redemption. Omer's tamei ani, one who says, I am defiled, confessing to her guilt, ushabala edim shi tamei, and one about whom edim came and testified that she's defiled. Now, if the waters would examine her despite the existence of edim, it's understood that the mincha was originally valid and became invalid after the edus. But if the very existence of edim renders sota waters ineffective for her, as Rav Sheshes holds, then their edus actually informs us that she was never fit for them, and the mincha was sanctioned in error and should revert to its original chulin state and not be burned. Three answers are given. Kagon shezinsa ba'azara, the cases where she committed adultery and the azara after the mincha was sanctified. Although she was escorted by young kohanim during the procedure, she may have sinned with one of them. Alternatively, they may have granted her privacy to relieve herself, allowing the opportunity for adultery. Finally, Rabbi says that although the sanctification of the mincha was indeed an error, it is burned because of a rabbinic decree. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rava offers another explanation why sota cannot be taken in Yibum. Kal v'chomer, it's a kal v'chomer. Im nasu b'mutula, if she became forbidden to the husband who was permitted to her, ba'asu lo kol shekein, then to one who was forbidden to her before, meaning the husband's brother, all the more so she should not become permitted for Yibum. Rashi explains that if the marriage was sufficiently damaged to prohibit her to her husband, it certainly should not permit a formally forbidden Yavam. Abai challenged his reasoning. Aisha's Kohen Shenan Sava Mase, a Kohen's wife who was violated, prohibiting her to her husband, and the husband died without children, the Aisha Achalal, and he has a brother who was Achalal, which is a disqualified Kohen who is permitted to a woman forbidden to valid Kohanim, Yibum should be prohibited according to Rava's logic. If she became forbidden to her husband, she certainly should not become permitted to the Chalal brother, who was forbidden until now. The Gemara answers, Onas be Yisrael, Mishrei Shari, but Gabi Dahai, like Yisur, a violated wife is permitted to a Yisrael. And for this Chalal, there is no prohibition. Rava's logic only applies to willing relations, where the Yavam would be subject to the same prohibition as the husband. Point number two, Rav Amram quoted Rav Sheshes, Sotesh Yeshla Eidim B'Meninya Siyam, a sot about whom there are Eidim, overseas, who saw her adultery. The waters do not examine her to establish her innocence or guilt. Rav Sheshes brought support from the Mishnah, and one about whom witnesses came and testified that she's defiled through adultery cannot eat truma as a confirmed adulteress. These Eidim must have testified after she drank, otherwise the ruling's obvious, and her survival from the sota water should demonstrate her innocence, proving that the Eidim are lying about her adultery. Rather, Rav Sheshes must be correct that whenever aiding to her adultery exists, the waters are ineffective, and that is how she survived. Rav Yosef rejected the proof because there may be another explanation for her survival despite her guilt. Amor zchus tola. Say that a zchus temporarily suspends the punishment for her. The Gemara discusses their dispute. A brisa is later quoted to support Rav Sheshes, although a different drasha is brought. And pointing with Rav Sheshes was challenged from a Mishnah. Eilu sheminchos en nisrafos. These are the ones whose minchas are burned and are ineligible for offering a redemption. Omer's tamei ani, one who says, I am defiled, confessing to her guilt. Ushabala edim she tamei, and one about whom edim came and testified that she's defiled. Now, if the waters would examine her despite the existence of Edim, it's understood that the mincha was originally valid and became invalid after the Edus. But if the very existence of Edim renders Sota waters ineffective for her, as Rav Sheshes holds, then their Edus actually informs us that she was never fit for them, and the mincha was sanctioned in error and should revert to its original chulin state and not be burned. Three answers are given. Kagon Shezinsa Ba'azara, the cases where she committed adultery in the Azara after the mincha was sanctified. Although she was escorted by young kohanim during the procedure, she may have sinned with one of them. Alternatively, they may have granted her privacy to relieve herself, allowing the opportunity for adultery. Finally, Rav Abba says that although the sanctification of the mincha was indeed an error, it is burned because of a rabbinic decree. All right, so now we go to our siman daf vav, and her standard siman is a sword, because a vav is straight and long like a sword. So sword is the siman. So here goes. The large red sword was thrown down in front of a sota, preventing her from being taken in yibum. Just as it was discovered that the reason the waters didn't work was because there were witnesses to her adultery in chutz laaretz, which led to her mincha being burned, midrabanan. Once again, slow motion. The large red sword, that must be more dove, vav. The large red sword was thrown down in front of a sota, preventing her from being taken in yibum, which reminds us, Rava offers another explanation why sota cannot be taken in yibum. Kal vachomer, it's a kal vachomer. Im nasu b'mutula, if she became forbidden to the husband who was permitted to her, basula l'koshekein, then to the one who was forbidden to her before, meaning the husband's brother, all the more so, she should not become permitted for yibum. Rashi explains that if the marriage was sufficiently damaged to prohibit her to her husband, it certainly should not permit a formally forbidden yavam. So the large red sword was thrown down in front of a sota, preventing her from being taken in yibum. Just as it was discovered that the reason the waters didn't work was because there were witnesses to her adultery in chutz laaretz, which reminds us, Rav Amma quoted Rav Sheshes, a sota sheyesh la edim b'menina siyam, a sota about whom there are edim overseas who saw her adultery, ein amayim botkenosa. The waters do not examine her to establish her innocence or guilt. So the large red sword was thrown down in front of a sota, preventing her from being taken in yibum, just as it was discovered that the reason the waters didn't work was because there were witnesses to her adultery in chutz laaretz, which led to her mincha being burned. Midrabanan, which reminds us, Rav Sheshes was challenged that if the very existence of Edim renders sota waters ineffective for her, as Rav Sheshes holds, then their Edus actually informs us that she was never fit for them, and the mincha was sanctified in error and should revert to its original chulin state and not be burned, which it is. Three answers are given, the last one being that although the sanctification of the mincha was indeed an error, it's burned because of a rabbinic decree. So once again, the large red sword was thrown down in front of a sota, preventing her from being taken in yibum. Just as it was discovered that the reason the waters didn't work was because there were witnesses to her adultery in chutz laaretz, which led to her mincha being burned, midrabanan. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazar. Daf base. So the siman daf base is a bias, a house. So here goes. The sota who secluded herself in the red sota house, that must be on daf base, bias. The sota secluded herself in the red sota house with a nazir after being warned not to do so, which reminds us the opening mission teaches that what constitutes kinui and stira is if the husband says, do not be in seclusion with this man, not if he just said, do not speak to him. Then the Gemara opens, explaining the placement of Masechus nazir. Why was the parsha of nazir placed near the parsha of sota in the Torah? To tell you that anyone who sees a sota in her disgrace should restrain himself through naziris from wine. So the sota who secluded herself in the red sota house with a nazir, after being warned not to do so, who was leafing through a matchmaking book titled Heavenly Matches with a picture of Kriyas Yamsuf on his cover, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses how to reconcile various divrei chazal regarding making matches between a man and a woman, such as a mezabkin lo la'adam isha o lafi ma'asav, they only pair a man to a woman according to his deeds. V'kashim ha'zavukun k'kriyas Yamsuf, and they're as difficult to pair as splitting the Red Sea. And arbaim yom kodem yitziras avad, 40 days before the forming of an embryo, a baskol goes forth and says, bas poni l'poni, bais poni l'poni, sada poni l'poni, the daughter of poni is destined for poni. This particular house is destined for poni, and this particular field is destined for poni. So the sota secluded herself in the red sota house with another after being warned not to do so, who was leafing through a matchmaking book titled Heavenly Matches with a picture of Kriya's yamsup on its cover, was spotted by one witness who saw her do stira, which reminds us the more discounts the basis of the malchokas for how many edim are required for kinui and stira. Rabbi Eliezer says two for kinui and one for stira, which could be even himself. Rabbi Yeshua says two for both, and Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda says that Rabbi Eliezer holds the opposite. He holds only one for kinui, which could be even himself, and two for stira. Daf Gimel, so the similar Daf Gimel is a gamal, a camel. So here goes. The red-haired camel driver riding his red camel. Camel, that must mean we're on Daf Gimel, gamal. The red-haired camel driver riding his red camel through a camp and publicly announcing an avera that a person did with a ruach shtus privately, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa. Reb Meir said, Adam over aver b'seis v'kosh baruch hu makri zolah b'galuli. A person commits a sin privately, such as an unfaithful wife, and a kosh baruch hu announces it openly. Rashi explains that a kosh baruch hu causes the husband to warn her. Reish Lakish said, Ein adam over aver elin ken niknas b'ruach shtus. A person does not commit a sin unless a spirit of foolishness enters him. So the red-haired camel driver riding his red camel through a camp and publicly announcing an avera that a person did with a ruach shtus privately, stopped to give a ride to a husband with a ruach tahara who was on his way to warn his wife, which reminds us, the Academy of Rabbi Shmuel said, Ein adam kanali ishtal im ken niknas b'ruach. A person only warns his wife if a spirit entered him, which he bases on the pasuk. Amoraim disagree about the nature of this ruach. The rabbi said it's a ruach tumah, but Rav Ashi said it's a ruach tahara out of an intolerance for promiscuity. The Gemara finds support for Rav Ashi and a brisa regarding the pasuk, v'kina es ishto, and he shall warn his wife. Rabbi Shmuel said reshus, it's merely a permit for him to do so, but not a chiyuv. Rabbi Kiva said chove, it is an obligation to do so if he suspects her. Since these tanaim hold as either reshus or a chove to warn her, it stands to reason that the ruach which caused him to do so is a pure one. So the red-haired camel driver riding his red camel through a camp and publicly announcing an avera that a person did with a ruach shtus privately, stopped to give a ride to a husband with a ruach tahara who was on his way to warn his wife, carrying a picture of a sinner who was bound up with a dog, which reminds us, Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani said in the name of Rabbi Yonason, Kol osa mitzvah achas ba'olam hazeh mekadamtav holechas lefanav olam haba. Anyone who does one mitzvah in this world, it precedes him and goes before him in the world to come and announces his arrival. Kol over aver achas ba'olam hazeh melapavtav holechas lefanav yom hadin. And anyone who commits one sin in this world, it envelops him and goes before him on the day of judgment. Rabbi Eliezer says, Kashur bo kakelev, the sin is bound to him like a dog, referring to the remaining attached after mating. Daf dalet, so the simmer daf dalet is a door. So here goes. When the red sota door, that must mean where David dalet, door. When the red sota door with nine different clocks on it was open, which reminds us, the Gemara records nine opinions of Tanaim as to the duration of stira, which renders her a sota. So when the red sota door with nine different clocks on it was opened, it revealed a group of people eating bread, even though the netilas, the dime cup, and towel were missing. Which reminds us, Rav Avir expanded, Kol ochel lechem below netilas yadayim. Anyone who eats bread without washing the hands, kigul baal eish hazona. It's as if he had relations with the harlot. Rav Elazar says, Kol mezalzel netilas yadayim nekar mina olam. Anyone who belittles washing the hands is uprooted from the world. Rashi explains that violating the rabbanan enactments warrants death. Rav Yalbo said, Kol ochel pas below nigub yadayim, kigul ochel lechem tame. Anyone who eats bread without drying the hands after washing is as if he eats tame bread because it's repulsive to eat bread with wet hands. So when the red sota door with nine different clocks on it was opened, it revealed a group of people eating bread, even though the netilas yadayim cup and towel were missing, as well as a haughty person bowing down to avodah zorah placed on top of an altar he built, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the evils of gasas of ruach, haughtiness. Rabbi Yochanan quoted Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Kol adam sheish bo gasas of ruach, ki ilu ovod avodas kochavim. Anyone who has in him haughtiness of spirit is as though he worships idols. And Ula says that anyone who has a gaiva is ki ilu ban abama, is as though he built an altar for idolatry. Daf hay, so the simmer daf hay is hay, or a haystack. So here goes. The arrogant man getting covered in piles and piles of red hay, that must be more on daf hay. The arrogant man getting covered in piles and piles of red hay and feeling diminished, which reminds us, this stuff continues with many teachings about one who possesses gasas of ruach, arrogance. Rav Avira said, "Wasof mismayit, his stature will eventually be diminished." So the arrogant man getting covered in piles and piles of red hay and feeling diminished, pointed to the Talmud Chacham, who had an eighth of haughtiness, and asked why he isn't getting covered too, which reminds us. Rav Chiya bar Ashi said in the name of Rav, Talmud Chacham tzorek sheyeh bo echon meshmona b'shminis. A Talmud Chacham must have an eighth of an eighth of haughtiness. Rashi explains that this is in order that he and his teachings will be taken seriously. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak objected, one should possess neither it nor any part of it. Is it insignificant that which is written about Tohavas Hashem kol gebal lev? An abomination to Hashem is every haughty of heart. So the arrogant man getting covered in piles and piles of red hay and feeling diminished pointed to the Talmud Chacham, who had an eighth of an eighth of haughtiness, and asked why he isn't getting covered too, while the Talmud Chacham ignored him since he was busy overseeing a chalitza for a sota, which reminds us. The Mishnah Daf Beis taught about a sota, be'imeis choletzes. If he, referring to her husband, dies without children, she requires chalitza. The Gemara asks why Yibum itself is not allowed. Three versions of Rav Yosef's answer are presented. The first, the Pasuk says about a woman divorced because of suspected adultery, v'yatzim abeis of a halchim v'haisa l'isha cher, and she left his house and went and married another man. L'isha cher v'lo yabam. This teaches she may only marry another man, but not a yabam. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which stuff do you know that one who is a bal gaiva will eventually be diminished? That's on Daf. Hey. Good. Number 2, which stuff do we have 9 different opinions as to the duration of stira? That's on Daf. Dalad. Good. Number 3, which thing that one reason that mincha sota is burned, even though there are edim overseas, is that it was being burned midra button? That's on Daf. Vav. Good. Number 4, which stuff did we discuss? What constitutes kinui and stira? That's on Daf. Beis. Good. Number 5, which stuff did we learn about the negative implications of not washing one's hands or not drying one's hands before eating bread? That's on Daf. Dalad. Good. Number 6, which stuff did we learn that Rav Sheshin says that the waters are not effective if there are edim in Medina Siyam? That's on Daf. Vav. Good. Number 7. Which of the one the Kodesh Baruch Hu announces publicly the averos? One does privately, and a person only sins if Ruach Shtus enters him. That's on Dav. Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which of the one it was said in the name of Rav that a Talmud Chacham must have an eighth of haughtiness? That's on Dav. Hey. Good. Number 9. Which Dav do we melchok is if the Ruach that enters the husband is a Ruach Tahara or Ruach Tuma? That's on Dav. Gimel. Good. Number 10. Which of the one the Rav says that a sota cannot be taken in Yibum from a Kal V'chomer, that if to her husband who she was permitted to, she is forbidden, all the more so to his brother who was forbidden to her. That's on Daf. Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.